Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by DaVita.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Welcome to the January mess edition. Here's where things stand when it comes to government funding and a massive immigration deal. Most Democrats have been saying that they want a deal to fix DACA to be part of a government funding package. But multiple Republicans have told us there's no way a DACA package could be ready by next week. Senator John Cornyn has publicly said an agreement can be in place, but floor action by next week is unlikely. A reminder, the government shuts down in 8 days.
This could be a big problem for Democrats, especially House Democrats, who have said their vote to fund the government is contingent on a DACA deal. Remember, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer have been saying this since September. Of course, if an agreement is firm and in place and is to the liking of many Democrats, maybe they take a leap of faith and vote to fund the government without a DACA deal on the president's desk.
So the big question is, without a deal, how does Congress keep the government open without Democrats? It's a question that even top Republicans couldn't answer yesterday. Things are complicated at the moment. Congress is trying to get a budget cap deal to increase spending by roughly $100 billion, not exactly what congressional Republicans campaigned on. That's not done yet, and Congress heads out of town in the next day until Tuesday. So it's feasible Congress will have to pass another short-term spending bill. Can they do that? Maybe not. A mix of Republican defense hawks and budget writers are bone-tired of short-term spending plans. Democrats could be peeved they don't have a DACA deal. Could the government shut down? Yeah, sure. Overall, it's always unlikely that the government shuts down, but it's probably as likely now as ever.
By the way, President Trump has said the following things. He'd sign a DACA bill that Congress comes up with, and he'll not sign a DACA bill unless it also allows for building a border wall with Mexico. There's also a real risk that Congress comes up with something that Trump won't sign. His mixed messages are a problem for Capitol Hill under a time crunch. By the way, we're 100 days into a fiscal year. There's no budget cap deal, and there's no spending plan. And now Republicans may actually skip a budget, something they lambasted Democrats for. Remember this? Republicans pushed no budget, no pay language just a few years ago to shame Democrats.
First in playbook, Jamie Rubin, a former top Bill Clinton-era State Department official who advised Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, is moving back to Washington from London and is joining Ballard Partners, a firm run by Brian Ballard, a major Florida player close with Donald Trump. Rubin joins Robert Wexler, a former member of Congress from Florida, as the two prominent Democrats at the firm.
Jen Habercorn has a scoop on Trump's secret plan to scrap Obamacare. She writes that, early last year, as an Obamacare repeal bill was flailing in the House, top Trump administration officials showed select House conservatives a secret roadmap of how they plan to get the health law using executive authority. The March 23rd document, which had not been public until now, reveals that while the effort to scrap Obamacare often looked chaotic, top officials had actually developed an elaborate plan to undermine the law. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting that Trump officials have decided that maybe the Obama administration was right in how it approached changes to the way doctors and hospitals are paid under Medicare.
Alana Shore has the latest on the House planning to fix its workplace harassment system. She writes the House expects to take up legislation next week that would ban the use of members' personal budgets to pay for misconduct settlements. NBC News is reporting that Democrats are going to invite victims of sexual assault to Trump's State of the Union later this month.
On the world stage, Reuters is reporting that Canada is increasingly convinced that Trump will pull out of NAFTA. While in the West Wing, Andrew Rustuccia writes that the cell phone ban is going into effect January 16th. Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly sent a memo to staff Wednesday detailing the new rules banning personal cell phones in the West Wing and cautioned that violators could be subject to disciplinary action.
President Donald Trump will lead a roundtable discussion on prison reform today. He'll also meet with his national security team. In the juice, the Washington Post is reporting that special counsel Bob Mueller is adding veteran cyber prosecutor Ryan Dickey to his team. Some fun spotted, Tom DeLay and Lanny Davis were at the Hay Adams Hotel for lunch. Charlie Crist and Connie Mack were seen last night at Scarlet Oak, a restaurant on the Hill. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.